I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
WTIC's Computer Talk Tab is brought to you by GoNetSpeed, your choice for crazy fast fiber internet. This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Pop.
And we are here till 11 o'clock. We are live. I know it's a little rainy out there this Saturday morning, so if you ever had to talk about some computer issues before you get out and enjoy the weather when it gets nicer, now is the time to do it. We have a couple lines open for you. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. Feel free to get online. And you were nice enough to join us this Saturday morning, Joe, so we'll get right to your call first. What can we do for you, sir? Joe, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What can we do for you, sir?
Well, Eric and Bob, I want to thank you very much for your show. I've gained so much knowledge over the years.
Awesome.
Unbelievable.
I'm glad.
I got a suggestion for Bob, too.
Yeah.
Rather than retire, why doesn't he work 3 hours a week, Saturday 9 to 11, remotely?
There you go, right? I'm sure his wife will love that.
Oh, yes.
He's just laughing.
Got that other half.
Yes, somehow the other half of that committee has probably got a vote that's going to override that idea.
Well, the reason for the call, and you've gone over this in the past many times, I couldn't find anything in the archives on it, but it's Comcast again.
Mm.
You know, I want to dump them so badly. I'm nervous about dumping them because I'm a small business.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to get a review of who you recommend and to go to for the, VOIP?
Well, okay, so when you say dump Comcast, what are you using Comcast for as your service now? What are you using them for? Internet, phone?
Yeah, $150 a month internet. It's about $92K down. Then I got three phone lines, two phones, one fax, and TV service for the local news.
Okay.
That's all I use it for is in the morning for the news. So.
All right. So 92K down, you mean 92 megabits down probably.
92 meg, yes, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. So, I mean, $150, and then your three phone lines, those are emulated POTS lines for your phones, right?
Right. I'm gonna drop that down to two, because one of them is dedicated to fax, and I don't even know how to use that anymore, you know?
I do. Yeah, I know what you mean. So you can consider UMA for your phone service, voice over IP phone service. They do offer a very nice little tiny small package for small businesses, not only for home, but you could do a UMA phone system. You still will need internet, though. And Talland, unfortunately, only has two internet providers, right? You've got Comcast, and then you've got probably Frontier, right?
Yeah, I dumped Frontier a few years ago because they're so bad.
You could always check them again. We have been hearing Frontier trying to compete with the fiber companies out there. So occasionally we get surprised by a Frontier fan calling in saying, hey, I got fiber from Frontier. It's really good and it's fast. So you should double check to see if there is a fiber offering in Tolland, or try to get your friends and neighbors on GoNetSpeed. The more you let people know, especially actually in here in East Hartford, GoNetSpeed is doing a push too. There's only a small number of folks in East Hartford that if they let them know they're interested, they might come to East Hartford too.
So you
got to get online and tell them you're interested. GoNetSpeed is definitely growing rather fast. And generally, they're very good service. And any competition out there is better than the incumbents. So the only issue for you is that you're stuck with those two offerings right now. You could also consider wireless like T-Mobile. We've had a couple of T-Mobile fans call in, cellular wireless, but I think they're going to throttle you after you use X number of gigabytes. So that's always kind of scary, especially if you want to run your company. You don't want to have a very large bill after X number of gigs are used. So check with Frontier, see if they offer a service. I would tell you to see if GoNetSpeed's coming, and then you just have to kind of wait because you don't have a lot of options, I don't think.
Yeah, that's what I keep waiting for.
Right, but you could cut the lines by going to UMA. So you could always check out the UMA little UMA phone system and port your numbers over to UMA, buy a couple of UMA phones, and now you're voice over IP, and you can get rid of those phone lines. Those are probably pretty expensive phone lines from Comcast. Probably, I'm guessing, $30 to $35 a month per line.
$49.95 each.
40 now. Holy moly.
49. Unbelievable. And even the other thing, if you ever check the fees on that, other charges or credits, unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. You get the War of 1812 tax on these things. I know. It's crazy.
State gross receipt fees?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all. You got to talk to Looney about that.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I will.
Or Ritter. Those two guys are in charge of taxing us to death.
Very good.
All right.
Okay. Thanks again. Appreciate it. And Bob, have a great retirement.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye now. Thanks, Joe. So feel free to get online, Bob. Why don't you refresh that to see what we got for callers? That's like Bob's one job. He's got to click the mouse. So
like Homer Simpson or George Jetson gets to push the button,
right. So we have four lines wide open. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. While you wait for your calls, ransomware is a huge thing out there these days. You're seeing every business out there getting impacted by ransomware, right? You've heard the Colonial Pipeline got hit with ransomware. I just heard McDonald's. Even here, I brought this up before, a company called Elekta, which offers cloud-based cancer software for folks like Yale and other practitioners that help cancer patients. Their cloud got hit with ransomware, and believe it or not, they had to run servers, on-premise servers, out to their clients to get them back up and running. The reason I bring this up, guys, is that there are solutions to preventing ransomware for your businesses. Now, nothing's 100%, but minimally, and these are for small businesses, this is what we recommend for our clients, minimally, a good antivirus, right? You can have a webroot style antivirus or a next generation like Sentinel One. You can do web filtration, right? Make sure you don't let your people surf anywhere they want on the internet. If your people can surf anywhere they want on the internet, well, you're just waiting for an accident to happen. You got to filter them, and it's nothing. You're not trying to harm them or anything. You're saying, no, you can't go to these malicious sites. I'm going to block you because there's too many bad sites out there that your people can get tangled up in and you wouldn't even realize it. You need to have email filtration and technologies that block bad emails and links coming into your employees' mailboxes. You need to implement something called security awareness training, right? There's so many people out there that if they see an email from what looks to be the U.S. Post Office that says we missed a delivery, click here to find out what it was, or click there to find out what it was. Well, guess what? It's probably ransomware. You're getting tricked. Security awareness training, ongoing regular training, can help with that last 10% so that your people are more up to speed and understand what people are banging on the door with. Two-factor authentication. If you had two-factor authentication when people logged in, guess what? The bad guys don't have the second factor, right? They can't get to your systems with two-factor authentication turned on. Not expensive. None of these services are expensive through us. Many of our competitors will charge an arm and a leg for them. Ours are not charged that way. Ours are billed for small businesses. We've been doing that for the past 35 years. Our market is small to mid-sized businesses, and we price our services affordably. But these services that I'm listing to you are all no-brainers, right? These are things, without that two-factor authentication, the bad guys can't get in. Also, if you happen to be a domain admin on your network, right, you know, sometimes owners and C-level folks in many small to mid-sized businesses, over the years, their account has had elevated credentials applied. They become a domain admin. Well, if you happen to be tricked, you're a great resource for the bad guys to use your account to do all sorts of damage. So getting you off of being a domain admin should definitely be something you consider doing. There's so many things that are not that expensive that can be done backing up your system, you know? I should have brought that up first, because pretty much the name of the show has been backup, 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 right? You need backups of your technology. We used to only really worry about backups when it had to do with hardware failure, right? Networking failure, you know, something breaks. Well, now it's really more to protect your data from ransomware. Our backup technologies can allow you to back up your technology off-site or locally, so that if you do get impacted, you can tell the bad guys to pound sand because you have a backup. You don't have to pay the ransom. There's lots of ways to protect yourself from ransomware these days, and we're getting calls like crazy because it's all over the news. And finally, some of these small businesses are saying, you know what, Eric, I think we probably should do some of the things you've been warning us to do every month. So consider it, you know, this is your warning. If you haven't done these things, it's kind of like when your dentist tells you to floss, right? Eventually, if you don't floss, your teeth are going to fall out of your face. Technically speaking, right, Bob? If you don't brush, you're going to have a bad result on your teeth. These are all preventative, same type of things.
Well, some people like having bad teeth.
Only the English, only the British. Oh, come on. Let's not go after the folks across the pond. Just kidding, guys. But you know what? These types of things, preventative maintenance, you know, you got to take care of yourself, take care of your systems. It's the health of your systems. These are basic technologies. I know you've spent so much money to get connected to the internet that you're going to spend more money protecting yourself from the internet. You're going to pay tenfold to protect yourself from the internet versus being connected. And I know it's ironic, but it is. We're going to step out for a quick break. Feel free to get online. 1-800-966. Back to your back.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab, and we have four lines all jammed up. I want to thank you guys for joining us in the last half an hour of the show. You know, we do start at 9, but I'm just giving you a hard time. Feel free to get online when we get through these calls, but I do want to thank all of you guys for joining us. Let's go right to your calls. Let's go to Mark in Cromwell first. What's going on, Mark? Mark, you there?
I called in last week, you may recall, about a hard drive that couldn't be found in Windows Explorer.
Yeah, I do recall. Generally, you had an issue with a hard drive, yeah.
Yeah, you asked me, is it vibrating, spinning, whatever, and I had no idea. So after I hung up the phone, this is what I did.
Yeah.
I went up and checked it, but as soon as I picked it up, I could feel it, like it's something's moving in there, you know?
Okay.
But still wasn't showing up on my Windows Explorer. Somehow, you know, and I'm a complete novice at all this.
That's okay.
But I stumbled on my device manager. I looked in there, and lo and behold, it showed up under my devices.
Okay.
I did a little research on Google, and it told me to go into something. And when the menu popped up, it was telling me that it was like it didn't have administrative authorization or something.
All right.
Could be wrong on that. But then I clicked on it to go ahead and let it be read, and then it started telling the next step is that it needs to be initialized.
Oh, that would be formatting it.
Yeah.
So you don't want to do that. Right, yeah, good. So it's sort of sees it again, but it sees it as blank space.
Right.
So again, you're still back in the same boat, although you're a little further with the understanding of how the computer works. But if it wants you to initial,
I'm a fine guy. I just see what happens if I click here or there. You know?
Yeah, that's okay. If you initialize that drive, you most likely will lose all your data. So it's not seeing the file allocation table, the FAT table, or the NTFS table on that drive anymore. It doesn't see the geometry of how the drive is laid out.
Uh-huh.
So the computer doesn't know what to do with it, and that's why you have no data on your drive. And that's why I'm saying, did you try those tools we talked about from OnTrack?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so we mentioned, I think it was last week or during your call or after your call, if you go to OnTrack, Kroll OnTrack, they have these data recovery tools that are free that people can try before they decide to send their stuff into them, which is kind of neat. Uh-huh. You could always try to keep your drive connected and see if those tools detect the drive. They may not if you don't see a drive letter. But it might be worth trying. But the moment you initialize that drive, I suspect you're going to have no shot at your data anymore.
Okay.
So
what was the name of that software to check again?
It's called Kroll OnTrack, and we can put a link over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works.
Yep. Okay.
See if that works for you, Mark.
So if worst comes to worst, can I just initialize it? Will it be reusable again, just minus all the info I had on it?
I'm going to say maybe. I doubt it, though. If you reinitialize it and you still, you start to see the drive, I wouldn't trust it. There's something wrong with that drive. I would never trust to put data on it again. Drives are so cheap these days, I would tell you to punt it.
Yeah. Okay. I just thought I'd see if there was another step we could go further.
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah, well, try this software. If the software can see it, you might get lucky.
Yeah. Okay. All right, thanks, and good luck to Bob.
Yeah, thanks.
We'll miss his voice on the radio on Saturdays, that's for sure.
Yeah, we all will.
And I retired myself, and just to let him know, you'll get busier than ever just when you think you're actually retired.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, thanks again for your help. I'll give that a shot.
All right, Mark, good luck.
Okay, bye-bye now.
All right, bye-bye. All right, let's go on to another Mark in Bristol. What's going on, Mark? Mark, you there?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Hey, good morning. And before I go further, I want to say best of luck to Bob, and that we're going to miss your Bobisms, Bob. And I keep plagiarizing the one you used about the cloud that it can evaporate. I think that was great.
Yeah. Well, Mrs. Then, Isms.
The reason I'm calling is I have some issues regarding a modem switch. I think it's somewhat similar to a gentleman's name was Cliff. I called in first today.
Yeah, he's having to reset it all the time.
Yeah, well, I have a similar situation, though it's not exactly identical. I was having trouble with Frontier. I was being throttled to the point where it was like DSL, or not DSL, a dial-up.
Yep.
So I switched to Comcast, and I had the Comcast modem from 2017 when they pulled the same crap, and I had to go to Frontier. So I keep bouncing back and forth between our two providers.
Yep.
So presently I'm using Comcast, and what I did was I just dragged out the cable modem, hooked it up, had them turn on the service, and I was good to go, or so I thought. And certain things I don't need to know about, like how modems work and networking and so forth, so I really don't know as much as I could know about it. So I
right.
can't solve this myself. I'm not looking for an answer, but just a direction to go in. I've been looking on YouTube at networking videos for hours, and I'm still trying to figure it out.
So, all right, Mark, don't tell us yet, because believe it or not, your setup led us right into the bottom of the hour. So can you hold on?
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
We're going to put you on hold and get back to your calls. We'll be right back after the news. And we are back here in the hermetically sealed studios of East Hartford, Connecticut, Tab Computer Systems. Bob and I are here to help you out. And we're on the line with Mark in Bristol, who has an issue with his internet service. Right, Mark?
That's correct, sir.
So where do you want to go here? What's going on with it?
Okay, well, the new modem that that actually I hooked up, actually nobody even showed up. They call it a self-setup.
Mm-hmm.
I can get internet and so forth and do my banking and all that fun stuff. That all seems to work fine, but there are several things that aren't working, and I'm not looking for an answer, but maybe just a direction as to where to look in the modem setup page to fix or correct the problem.
Okay.
So the biggest thing I have is that I have an IP address conflict between my two computers. I've got a laptop downstairs and a laptop upstairs.
Right.
And I keep getting a pop-up message saying you've got an IP address conflict. Two computers are using the same IP address.
Right.
So I try to go into the modem to look for the DHCP.
DHCP, yeah.
Yeah, and however, the settings for me at least in a cable modem don't seem to be similar to a DSL modem, and I can't find half the stuff I need. Before I went offline with DSL, I printed out every page of settings in the modem, and
they're
very, very different from the cable modem.
Well, before you go any further, if you have an IP conflict, either you're setting your devices to a static IP address, then the DHCP is useless, period, right? Because you said, I'm going to use this IP address. I don't care what DHCP says. So you're part of the problem. What you want to, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just, so your workstations are saying, I'm going to be 192.168.1.7. And then, of course, you set the other one to 192.168.1.7 as well. That's a conflict, right? Unless the other machine's turned off, it can't both be on the same IP address.
Okay. Go ahead.
So you just got to go to each workstation and set them to be dynamic rather than static. Have them receive a DHCP address from that modem, and you should be good. Or set one of them to be DHCP if you want the other one to stay static.
Okay. Of the little bit that I've learned, I already did that. I'm looking at your with the sound off. I'm thinking you're talking, so I'm cutting you off. I set them both to have the IP addresses given to them automatically, both of my laptops.
Okay, so what you want to do then is type in the command line IP config /release, and then you're going to do a renew, IP config /renew. That's correct, Bob, right?
Yeah, you need a space in between the forward slash and the IP config.
Yeah, sadly, I've already done that as well.
And do you find it? Do you get new IP addresses, or are they the same?
No, I don't get new IP addresses. I get a message, and I don't remember the exact wording, that can happen because of some other issue, or it just doesn't work for me when I do that.
What is the IP address? So let's say if you do IP config, what IP addresses do you get at all? Pick whichever device. If you do an IP config, do you get a 192.168.1.10 address? What's the address?
I just typed in IP config release and then renew, but I unfortunately don't have those written down at the moment.
Do IP config with nothing?
Just do the IP config. We want to see what are you in front of a computer where you can do that?
Yeah, I'm right at the. I'm watching you guys on one of the computers.
Okay. So you're getting a network connection. You're good. So let's see if you do IP config.
Okay.
What you have for an IP address?
You just do CMD.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, he's typing away.
Okay. Good music playing. Okay.
We used to do that.
I got a command prompt, connection specific DNS suffix, wireless LAN adapter connection, media disconnected. Okay. IPv4 would be, right?
Yeah, IPv4.
Right. So I get 192.168.0.20.
Okay. That's that. Now do the same thing on the other device and see if you have the same IP address.
Okay, that's all the way upstairs and turned off.
Or you can go, so and 20 works, right, Matt? Mark?
Well, yeah, it's working. Ironically, it still works on both, but the computers work slowly, and it's almost like they're time sharing an IP address.
They can't do that. So what could be occurring is you have an IPv6 that's working. Are these Windows 10 machines?
One is 10, one is 7.
Right, so you could have... You could have IPv4 that's okay, but IPv6 that's conflicted or vice versa, because they can run on either or both. That can get kind of confusing too. So,
okay, looking at the screen now, though, the IPv6 addresses are not 192.
No, like they're not. IPv6 IPv6 is a little hieroglyphic, but if you look at it and write it down and go look at the other machine and see if the other machine has that IP address, then again, that's where your conflict is. Possibly.
I don't think IPv6 is going to be the issue, because typically part of the address is based on the MAC address of the machine.
Okay. So you think it's going to be unique?
It's going to be in the... it's going to be unique.
Okay. So then you're back to your IPv4 issue. So go to the other machine when you get a chance and see what it's running. If it's running at 20, there's your conflict. Pick one to be dynamic, one to be static, and move on.
And make sure you don't have two DHCP servers on your network.
Oh, there's that too. Also, you could always make a static. Pick 120 and make the other one 21. Right? You can
and
just
make sure your printers aren't
out there, yeah. So ping, before you do anything, ping 192.168.1. Whatever you're going to do and see if anything responds. If something responds, well, don't pick that address. Pick an address that doesn't respond. That means it's available. And you have over 256 odd addresses, roughly.
254.
All right. To be exact. You have plenty of choices. So pick a number, and if it doesn't respond, that's one you can use as long as all your devices are on. And then you set it statically.
Okay. Question regarding the static / dynamic. Doesn't a modem inherently assign the IP addresses not dynamically?
The modem would generally send it dynamically, yes. Okay. The modem would send it out dynamically.
Okay.
But if you're saying I'm claiming these addresses, what you would normally do is set a reservation in your DHCP service.
Right.
To say don't hand out 20 and 21, these are being used. That's why we talk about wireless printers, right? You set the wireless printer for let's say 10,
yeah.
and you set a reservation in your DHCP to say any IP address between 1 and 10 are going to be static addresses. So then they start handing out DHCP at 11, right? So you can still go ahead and choose 20 and 21 and assume the odds are going to be low that you're going to have a conflict because there's nothing else out there grabbing that number. But if you wanted to be pure, you would set a reservation so that it doesn't send out those IP addresses. You'd have to log into the device to set that.
If I were to do a factory reset on this cable modem, because mm-hmm. I did use it in 2017, and the Comcast service tech set it up, he may have reserved certain addresses. I wonder if I were to do a factory reset, could I then possibly have the thing doing its job and with no static assignment?
Well, again, you have to go into DHCP settings. So if you can get into it, do factory resetting, it's not going to do anything. It's just going to mess everything up. I would just tell you to try to get into your DHCP server on that device and take a look at the reservations, take a look at DHCP. You can actually tell it which IPs to start with within a lot of those devices. You just got to play in the DHCP server. Factory resetting is just going to put you back to factory, right? They're going to just have wide open DHCP. You could still come across a conflict, but it might work. You probably don't have a lot of devices on your network.
Well, unfortunately, I have a home security system, so I probably got 15 to 20. They're all pretty much passive. You know, they're light controllers, plug-in sockets, things like that.
Right, but they're all getting IP addresses.
They all have IP addresses, and if one of them is static...
Right, that's your problem.
Ah, that's a good point.
Anything out there that's getting a static address that you're banging into, so...
You see, Bob can't leave. I'll tell you why. We can have a big discussion. He can throw in one sentence and everything makes sense.
Yep. That's why we're doing it in pairs. We both don't know everything.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks so much for your help, guys. And again, Bob, best of luck on your retirement.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Let's try to get another quick call in here to Janine over in West Hartford. What's going on, Janine?
It's Jean.
Jean, sorry.
A long-time caller, for sure. So anyway, I just want to double-check because I believe that I have open DNS.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And we are back here in the hermetically sealed studios of East Hartford, Connecticut, Tab Computer Systems. Bob and I are here to help you out. And we're on the line with Mark in Bristol, who has a issue with his internet service. Right, Mark?
That's correct, sir.
So where do you want to go here? What's going on with it?
Okay, well, the new modem that I hooked up, actually nobody even showed up. They call it a self-setup. I can get internet and so forth and do my banking and all that fun stuff. That all seems to work fine, but there are several things that aren't working, and I'm not looking for an answer, but maybe just a direction as to where to look in the modem setup page to fix or correct the problem.
Okay.
So the biggest thing I have is that I have an IP address conflict between my two computers. I've got a laptop downstairs and a laptop upstairs.
Right.
And I keep getting a pop-up message saying you've got an IP address conflict. Two computers are using the same IP address.
Right.
So I try to go into the modem to look for the, I guess it's the DHCP.
DHCP, yeah.
Yep. And however, the settings for me at least in a cable modem don't seem to be similar to a DSL modem. And I can't find half the stuff I need. Before I went offline with DSL, I printed out every page of settings in the modem. And they're very, very different from the cable modem.
Well, before you go any further, if you have an IP conflict, either you're setting your devices to a static IP address, then the DHCP is useless, period, right? Because you said, I'm going to use this IP address. I don't care what DHCP says. So you're part of the problem. What you want to, and I don't mean that in a bad way. So your workstations are saying, I'm going to be 192.168.1.7. And then, of course, you set the other one to 192.168.1.7 as well. That's a conflict, right? Unless the other machine's turned off, you can't both be on the same IP address.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So you just got to go to each workstation and set them to be dynamic rather than static. Have them receive a DHCP address from that modem, and you should be good. Or set one of them to be DHCP if you want the other one to stay static.
Okay. Of the little bit that I've learned, I already did that. I'm looking at your with the sound off. I'm thinking you're talking still. I'm cutting you off. I set them both to have the IP addresses given to them automatically, both of my laptops.
Okay. So what you want to do then is type in the command line, IP config /release, and then you're going to do a renew, ipconfig /renew. That's correct, Bob, right?
Yeah, you need a space in between the /// and the ipconfig.
Yeah, sadly, I've already done that as well.
And do you get new IP addresses, or are they the same?
No, I don't get new IP addresses. I get a message, and I don't remember the exact wording, that can happen because of some other issue, or it just doesn't work for me when I do that.
What is the IP address? So let's say if you do IP config, what IP addresses do you get at all? Pick whichever device. If you do an IP config, do you get a 192.168.1.10 address? What's the address?
I just typed in ipconfig release and then renew, but I unfortunately don't have those written down at the moment.
Do IP config with nothing.
Just do the IP config. We want to see are you in front of a computer where you can do that?
Yeah, I'm right at the, I'm watching you guys on one of the computers.
Okay. You're getting a network connection. You're good. So let's see if you do IP config.
Okay.
What you have for an IP address.
You just do CMD.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, he's typing away.
Okay. Should have music playing. Okay.
We used to do that.
I got a command prompt connection specific DNS suffix, wireless LAN adapter connection, media disconnected. Okay, IPv4 would be, right?
Yeah, IPv4.
Right, so I get 192.168.0.20.
Okay, that's that. Now do the same thing on the other device and see if you have the same IP address.
Okay, that's all the way upstairs and turned off. Well, actually,
Or you can go, so and 20 works, right, Matt? Mark?
Well, yeah, it's working. Ironically, it still works on both, but the computers work slowly, and it's almost like they're time-sharing an IP address.
They can't do that. So what could be occurring is you have an IPv6 that's working. Are these Windows 10 machines?
One is 10, one is 7.
Right, so you could have... You could have IPv4 that's okay, but IPv6 that's conflicted or vice versa, because they can run on either or both. That can get kind of confusing too. So,
okay, looking at the screen now, though, the IPv6 addresses are not 192.
No, they're not. IPv6 IPv6 is a little hieroglyphic, but if you look at it and write it down and go look at the other machine and see if the other machine has that IP address, then again, that's where your conflict is. Possibly.
I don't think IPv6 is going to be the issue, because typically part of the address is based on the MAC address of the machine.
Okay. So you think it's going to be unique?
It's going to be in the it's going to be unique.
Okay. So then you're back to your IPv4 issue. So go to the other machine when you get a chance and see what it's running. If it's running at 20, there's your conflict. Pick one to be dynamic, one to be static, and move on.
And make sure you don't have two DHCP servers on your network.
Oh, there's that too. Also, you could always make a static. Pick 120 and make the other one 21. Right? You can just
make sure your printers aren't
out there, yeah. So ping, before you do anything, ping 192.168.1. Whatever you're going to do and see if anything responds. If something responds, well, don't pick that address. Pick an address that doesn't respond. That means it's available. And you have over 256 odd addresses, roughly.
254.
All right. To be exact. You have plenty of choices. So pick a number. If it doesn't respond, that's one you can use as long as all your devices are on. And then you set it statically.
Okay. Question regarding the static/dynamic. Doesn't a modem inherently assign the IP addresses not dynamically?
The modem would generally send it dynamically, yes. Okay. The modem would send it out dynamically.
Okay.
But if you're saying I'm claiming these addresses, what you would normally do is set a reservation in your DHCP service.
Right.
To say don't hand out 20 and 21, these are being used. That's why we talk about wireless printers, right? You set the wireless printer for let's say 10,
yeah.
and you set a reservation in your DHCP to say any IP address between 1 and 10 are going to be static addresses. So then they start handing out DHCP at 11, right? So you can still go ahead and choose 20 and 21, and assume the odds are going to be low that you're going to have a conflict because there's nothing else out there grabbing that number. But if you wanted to be pure, you would set a reservation so that it doesn't send out those IP addresses. You'd have to log into the device to set that.
If I were to do a factory reset on this cable modem, because mm-hmm. I did use it in 2017 and the Comcast service tech set it up, he may have reserved certain addresses. I wonder if I were to do a factory reset, could I then possibly have the thing doing its job and with no static assignment?
Well, again, you have to go into DHCP settings. So if you can get into it, do factory resetting, it's not going to do anything. It's just going to mess everything up. I would just tell you to try to get into your DHCP server on that device and take a look at the reservations, take a look at DHCP. You can actually tell it which IPs to start with. Within a lot of those devices, you just got to play in the DHCP server. Factory resetting is just going to put you back to factory, right? They're going to just have wide open DHCP. You could still come across a conflict, but it might work. You probably don't have a lot of devices on your network.
Well, unfortunately, I have a home security system, so I probably got 15 to 20. They're all pretty much passive. You know, they're light controllers, plug-in sockets, things like that.
Right, but they're all getting IP addresses.
They all have IP addresses, and if one of them is static...
Right, that's your problem.
Ah, that's a good point.
Anything out there that's getting a static address that you're banging into, so...
You see, Bob can't leave. I'll tell you why. We can have a big discussion. He can throw in one sentence, and everything makes sense.
Yep, that's why we're doing it in pairs. We both don't know everything.
There you go. All right, well, thanks so much for your help, guys. And again, Bob, best of luck on your retirement.
Thank you.
All right, moving on. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Let's try to get another quick call in here to Janine over in West Hartford. What's going on, Janine?
It's Jean.
Jean, sorry.
A long-time caller, for sure. So anyway, I just want to double-check because I believe that I have open DNS set up on my laptop. But I remember that you said that there's a test that you can do to double-check it, because I actually did go to a bad website for the first time ever and kind of got into trouble with it. So hopefully I know I've learned my lesson, but I just want to make sure.
Yep. So you can actually go to OpenDNS, their page.
Okay.
And they should be able to tell you whether it's active and, or I think it's called the Internet Bad Guys.
Yeah. I think that's what you had said before.
Yeah.
So you
type
actually,
that.
Go to Google and Internet Bad Guys, and they'll tell you you can't go there, right?
We'll put a link to the actual one. I don't want you to put one in that's going to be some sort of trick.
I know, because that's exactly what happened to me. So, right. And in addition to that, so with the fact that I did go to a bad website, and I actually did not catch it right away. I went to sign up for something that looked legit, and in fact, when I got to a legitimate one, they actually had done a copy print that it was exactly the same website.
Wow.
I mean, so it was pretty specific. But my credit card company called me right away, and at first I thought it was okay, and I said okay. And then the more I thought about it, I thought, no, there's something wrong, and then I figured it out. And so I was able to stop the whole thing, and I'll just get a new credit card. But it's amazing because how scary it is now, because every time I try to be consistent on the credit card that I use, but that credit card actually, this is the second time I couldn't even change the credit card that comes up with the whole number. The only thing they didn't have was the CVV code.
Right. It pre-filled it from past transactions.
And they keep coming up with that number. So now... that number's all over there. Well, of course, now it's going to be changed, you know, because, as far as that goes. But I'm also kind of just worried in the background about the information that you put in, because even though you didn't put in a Social Security number or something, you put in enough information that it makes you nervous. And, you know, it's scary.
It is scary, and we put a link up there as far as how to prove whether or not you have OpenDNS active for you to check that for you.
All right.
Good job catching it.
Yeah, and well, and you know what? Mostly it's you guys, because I've been listening to you forever. And again, to Bob, I say good luck, because you know he's been a great resource. But you guys have been great. I've depended on you for so many years, so I appreciate it.
Very good. We're going to miss him too. But thanks for calling.
Alrighty. Bye bye.
We're going to step out for a quick break. Get back to more of your calls, Maria. Hang on. We're going to get to you. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we got Maria on the line. So let's get right to Maria. And Bob's going to refresh to see who else is on the line. What's going on, Maria? Maria, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here waiting.
Oh, there you are, Maria. What can we do for you?
Eric, if you remember, you spoke with me on the phone. I was having some problems with my internet in my TV and a neighbor.
Yeah, very strange.
Yes, very, and still, but much, much better. You gave me some good advice regarding, and I switched internet companies. It's amazing when you switch internet companies, because yes, you're supposed to have your internet for your computer, but they, but with the sophistication of today, you've got several other devices, including a television,
mm-hmm.
with internet. So they checked with the TV, and they made some adjustments, and it's worked perfectly.
Oh, good.
And so, but I bought a sound bar to help
yeah.
with the sound because of the, you know, the sophistication now of the different programs to hear it more clearly. Even though I've got my son bought me a smart TV for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I put in a sound bar, but what has happened, Eric and Bob, it's cut out 15 channels.
The sound bar doesn't give you sound for 15 channels?
Yes.
Okay.
The actual channels just turned off for some reason.
The soundbar wouldn't do that. It's coincidental.
It's coincidental, because when I pull the soundbar out, the channels that I had before on the TV come back in.
What? Maria? I don't know. You've got some weird issues. That doesn't make any sense at all.
I know. I wonder if my son hooked up the soundbar.
I blame him.
Yes, you might have hooked it up.
It makes no sense, Maria. That makes no sense that your soundbar would get rid of your channels. Bob's got a thought here, but we're coming up against a hard break. Go ahead, Bob.
So you got to find out, is it set up so it's analog, or is it the connect like the RCA connectors, or is it the optical connector? That's what I would look at.
You almost need to have your son call us, Maria.
Yes, I'll have him call when he gets back. He's in Daytona.
All right.
Florida, Bob. He went to a truck show.
Awesome. Have him call us next week. We're coming up against a hard break. The show's over. I'm sorry I didn't get to you, Maria, in time.
Bob. Yeah, that's all right. Good luck, Bob, and enjoy Florida.
All right.
Bye.
All right, very good. Bye-bye. I want to thank everyone for joining us on this Saturday morning. Thank you, Matt, for producing. Thank you, Mike G, for posting everything live.
See you next time.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we got Maria on the line, so let's get right to Maria. And Bob's going to refresh to see who else is on the line. What's going on, Maria? Maria, you there?
Yes, I'm still here waiting.
Oh, there you are, Maria. What can we do for you?
Eric, if you remember, you spoke with me on the phone. I was having some problems with my internet in my TV and a neighbor.
Oh, right. Yeah. Very strange.
Yes. Very. And still, but much, much better. You gave me some good advice regarding.
Good.
And I switched internet companies. It's amazing when you switch internet companies because, yes, you're supposed to have your internet for your computer, but with the sophistication of today, you've got several other devices, including a television,
mm-hmm.
with internet. So they checked with the TV, and they made some adjustments, and it's worked perfectly.
Oh, good.
And so, but I bought a sound bar to help
yeah.
with the sound because of the, you know, the sophistication now of the different programs to mm-hmm. hear it more clearly. Even though I've got my son bought me a smart TV for my birthday,
mm-hmm.
I put in a sound bar. But what has happened, Eric and Bob, it's cut out 15 channels.
The sound bar doesn't give you sound for 15 channels?
Yes.
Okay.
The actual channels just turned off for some reason.
The soundbar wouldn't do that. It's coincidental.
It's coincidental, because when I pull the soundbar out, the channels that I had before on the TV come back in.
What? Maria? I don't know. You've got some weird issues. That doesn't make any sense at all.
I know. I wonder if my son hooked up the soundbar.
I blame him.
Yes, you might have hooked it up.
It makes no sense, Maria. That makes no sense that your soundbar would get rid of your channels. Bob's got a thought here, but we're coming up against a hard break. Go ahead, Bob.
So you got to find out, is it set up so it's analog, or is it the connect, like the RCA connectors, or is it the optical connection? That's what I would look at.
You almost need to have your son call us, Maria.
Yes, I'll have him call when he gets back. He's in Daytona.
All right.
He went to Florida, Bob. He went to a truck show.
Awesome. Have him call us next week. We're coming up against the heartbreak. The show's over. I'm sorry I didn't get to you, Maria, in time.
Bob. Yeah, that's all right. Good luck, Bob, and enjoy Florida.
All right.
Bye.
All right, very good. Bye-bye. I want to thank everyone for joining us on this Saturday morning. Thank you, Matt, for producing. Thank you, Mike G, for posting everything live.
See you next time.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.